A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nida Daf Test, Nida 9A, pagination is 17. We'll start midway on the page. The first word on the line is Bidika, and then at the two dots, we begin. The Mishnah that we're working with is a continuation, really, of the first Mishnah of the Masechta, the concept of Daya Shaita in certain circumstances where a woman finds that she is having her period. And the question is, do we do date back of any sort regarding Teruma and Kodshim that she's handled in the past hours or days, depending on the opinion of how far we might do some retroactive impact? And we were told in this most recent Mishnah that there are four women of Daya Shaita that clearly we do not do any date back, no retroactive effects, because this is new that they should be seeing, and we only take it from the point that they actually see. And one of those women is a nursing woman, as it's described, Meinika Achatigmal, the nursing woman until she weans the child. Tanu Rabbanan, we learnt, and we'll see, this is the subject of a very classic machlokes, whether the term nursing should be accepted in halacha regarding a woman who's technically nursing, or does it simply meant to be taken regarding a woman post-childbirth? And it really makes no difference whether she's nursing or not. So the statement goes as follows. Minika shemeis bina besoch esrim va'arba chodesh. A nursing woman that the child died during the 24 months and she stops nursing. Harei kechol hanoshim. So she reverts to the regular status of women, and we would do date back of 24 hours or until her last check. Lefikach, therefore, imaisa menikaso veholeches arba ochameshanim. So the converse case, if she would continue nursing 4 or 5 years, dayashaita, divir Reb Meir, she would retain the status of a nursing woman, and we would not do date back. It would be sufficient from the time that she sees the blood to consider herself Tameya, even for Truma and Kachim. The logic here is very straightforward. It depends on the nursing effect. If she's nursing, then the assumption is the periods have stopped. The Gemara later says an expression of dam nekar v'na'ase cholav, that the blood of the period is uprooted, it's changed. It becomes the milk, that energy is focused to produce the milk for nursing, and therefore, if she stops nursing during the 24 months, there's nothing sacred about the 24 months, according to Reb Meir, and she loses her nursing status. And likewise, if she nurses for 4 or 5 years, she's retaining her nursing status, and that's all it depends on. We paskin like the second shita, which is as follows. Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Yosef v'Rabbi Shimon Omrim. Three opinions, all collectively holding. Dayan shaitan kol esrim va'arba chodesh. The nursing woman gets this unique status for 24 months, regardless of whether she's nursing. Lefikach, imaisa menikasa arba v'chamei shanim, if she does choose to nurse for 4 or 5 years, once the 24 months are up, she's going to lose her nursing status, even though she's technically nursing. And the Gemara explains, when you want to investigate here, you'll say as follows, L'divrei Reb Meir, according to Reb Meir, who says it's all dependent on nursing physically. Is she nursing? Dam nechar v'nasa chalof. It's a transformation of the blood energy into milk. And therefore, if she's not nursing, even within 24 months, if she is nursing, even after 24 months, it's all about nursing. L'divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, according to the second opinion, the three-way group of opinions, Evoreha misparkin, her limbs have been shaken. Ve'inafsha choseres ad esrim ve'arba chodesh, and her strength does not return until 24 months have elapsed. And they're saying the body is wired not to become pregnant for 24 months. This is the way we paskin. And in fact, some opinions, as we've mentioned in an earlier session, hold that it's not natural for a woman to become pregnant within 24 months. They consider it, the way I heard it, a degree of illness, so to speak. It's a dysfunction of the human body. It's not supposed to happen. And therefore, we will find that many poskim are more lenient regarding some form of birth control during the 24 months after a birth, because the Gemara itself says that there are guidelines as to when the body is anticipated to return to its periodic function. If you take a look down about seven lines further, the end of a line, my time under Reb Meir, what's the reasoning of Reb Meir? Dechsiv, miyitein tahar mitame. Who could do something pure and kosher from something that was ritually impure? Lo echad, isn't it? Yechido shel olam, the singular one of the world, meaning Hashem. And that expression is this transformation that Reb Meir holds of, that the blood energy is becoming the milk. And it's so astounding. The red is becoming white on many levels that occurs. In Shulchan Aruch, Siman Kuf Pei Tes, Se'if Lamed Gimel, dealing with the concept of Vestos, as they're practiced in our time, are we anticipating the period or not? The Mechaber writes, Mu'uberes, a pregnant woman, La'achal Gimel Chadashim Le'ibura, once 3 months have elapsed in her pregnancy, and that's a discussion of its own. It could actually take 3 months for this process of stopping whatever's left of the period from occurring. Some argue that a pregnancy test should be sufficient, but there's something to consider here, that she might be a mu'uberes and know that she's a mu'uberes, but it's not the 3 months yet, and therefore it's not definitively closed as far as what might be coming from the uterus. But that needs a discussion of its own. Let's focus on meinekes, which is our topic for today. Umeinika, and a nursing woman. Kol chavdalad chodesh, for 24 months, achar leidas havlad, from the time of the birth. Enako va'as vest, these women do not have a vest, they do not have an anticipated period based on their typical cycle, as it was known to them earlier in life. Postpartum, different rule. They do not have a designated time to see that they have to anticipate, refrain from relations and do their bedika. We don't have to do that. Afilu meis havlad, even if the child would die, ogamaloso, or she weans the child earlier, after 6 months, for example. Damim misulakim mehin. The blood is held back from them. Kol zman ivura v'chol chaftal chodesh, the entire time of pregnancy and the entire 24 months. That's the second opinion that we saw, the opinion of the three. Omikom makom choshashas l'ri'iyah shetireh, if she does see, so then whatever pattern she sees, if she sees on the 17th of the month, so she's got to deal with that. Kederach shechoshashas leves she'ena kavua, just like any non-conformist vest. But we don't anticipate. We're not automatically in the mode of anticipating, because we paskin like the opinion of 24 months. And it's based, as we saw in the Gemara, that the limbs were shaken up and the body is wired to protect itself and refrain from this cycle that would cause a pregnancy. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.